Love God. Lift other God.
Welcome to Elevate Life Church. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another elevated message. Here's Senior Pastor Sergio Limon.
Did you find 2 Corinthians 10 yet? It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience, and when your obedience is fulfilled." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we just invite you to move in this place today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that we are fighting a defeated foe, and that is because of what you did on the cross. You shed your precious blood so that we can have victory over death, hell, and the grave. Lord, you shed your blood so that we could be adopted into the family of God. We're no longer orphans. We're no longer outsiders to this thing called the kingdom. Now, Lord God, we ask that you teach us the kingdom. Teach us how heaven works. Teach us how to get heaven on earth. And teach us, Lord, how to use our weapons so we can get victory over the enemy. And everybody said, amen. Yeah, I told you earlier this week I woke up to a few texts and messages on Instagram from three of our business owners here in the church that had some things happen to them. They had vehicles stolen, trailers stolen, equipment stolen. One of them got their vehicle broken into. Thank God nothing was taken, but still they made a mess of the vehicle. And I was just so provoked in my spirit. I've been praying for you all this week, whether it's your business, whether it's your families, whatever it is, because I told you last week, we are in a war whether you signed up for it or not. Now, here's the thing about it. A lot of Christians sometimes think, man, well, you know, I was good and then I got saved and all hell broke loose. Now, see, the war's coming for you even if you're a Christian or not. You see, some people believe that, well, now that I'm a Christian, the devil's, you know, coming to get me. Listen, he was taking you out already. You just didn't know it. He was stealthily destroying your family, your marriage, your money, everything before. The only difference now is you're on the winning side. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. The other difference is this. You can see him now. See, before, you were sleeping with the enemy. See, before, you didn't think he was messing with you, but what he was really doing, he was taking you out from the inside. He was taking you out by the people that you were hanging out with, the things you were doing that were quote-unquote fun. You thought those were cool things, but really they were destroying you. And now we've removed those things, and now when we get hit, we can clearly see this is the devil. Can I get an amen on that? Where before, he was beating us up every day. We didn't see him. Because we were basically on his side because, you know, that's how we were getting down. And the deception is, well, now that I'm a Christian, everything went bad. Everything got bad. No, everything was bad. Here's the difference. You could see it now. See, the difference before was you didn't see anything bad. You thought it was good. But now the Bible says we are in the light. And how many of you know when you're in the light, that's when you could see the roaches crawling out of your life. As long as you was in the dark, you didn't see the roaches. Come on. How many know what I'm talking about? Some of you know well, too well. But when the light goes on, you not only see the roaches, you see the messes. You see the problems. You see all the stuff going on. And sometimes that's what happens to a new believer. So my point is this. Number one, we're in a war. Number two, the weapons that God has given us. Catch that now. He has given us weapons. He's given us weapons. to fight for a good marriage, to fight for a future, to fight for your family, to fight for your finances. He's given you weapons. Here's the mistake that I see with Christians. They're still using their old weapons. And the Bible says this, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're not things you could see. They're not things you can necessarily feel. And we've got to learn what those weapons are. And that's what's really provoked me in this series this month, is because when I look around, I see Christians fighting with the wrong weapons. I see singles trying to get a man with the wrong weapons. I see Christians trying to get rich with the wrong weapons. We're embracing hustle culture instead of Sabbath culture. Yeah, you missed that one right there. We're buying into the carnal weapons that say team no sleep. Yeah, that's how the world fights. You know how we fight? Come on, Seth Curry, come on. We sleep and get richer. Oh, we rest and grow. Oh. And I'm not saying we don't work hard, but our work isn't going to come and sacrifice our marriage to get richer. Sure, you're going to get richer, but your kids are going to grow up hating you because you're never there. So we've got to learn the weapons that God has given us. And so last week we just talked about 2 Corinthians. Now I want to take us into our first weapon that every believer better start using. And that is the weapon of the spoken word of God. The weapon of the spoken word of God. Now you need to write, you need to take notes today because this will help you. They might not have broke into your business, but you may be next. They might not have did something to you today, but they might do something to you tomorrow. Listen, I've lived long enough to tell you, and I've said this before, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean bad things stop happening to you. We live in a fallen world, y'all. We live in a world that is sin has corroded it, has polluted it. This is why bad things happen to good people, because of the world we live in. So if you think just because you're a Christian, you're never going to get a bad report from the doctor, I beg to differ. If you think just because you're a Christian, everything is just going to be roses and candy and lollipops, you need to read your Bible. We are in an atmosphere that is fallen. And even though we are redeemed, we still have to walk through the earth realm. But God says, don't worry, I got you. Here's some weapons. And your first weapon is the spoken word of God. This is why the Bible is referred to in the book of Ephesians as the sword of the Spirit. And too many Christians are using that sword as a cane. Come on. And we just walking around, this sword is just keeping me up, you know. And the sword has become a cane to Christians. No, you need to start swinging that sword. Come on. Other Christians take that sword and they hang it on their mantle behind their office in their desk. And they look at my sword. Oh, my Lord. They don't swing the sword. You know what they do with the sword? Try to impress others with their Bible knowledge. I meet them all the time. Oh, yeah, Pastor, I know the word. Psalm 17:6 says, and just say. And you know all they're doing? Look at my sword on my mantle above my fireplace. Man, take that sword down and start swinging that thing at the enemy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I meet people all the time. They want to impress me with their Bible knowledge. But listen, you're never going to impress me with your Bible knowledge unless you're using the knowledge that you have. Some of you in me, I would dare to say this, some of you in me in this place maybe have memorized more of the Bible than I have. But here's what I say. What have you built? What have you done with it? Some of us, you know, we just love to just look at our sword. Man, put that sword in the sheath and get some demon blood on it. Come on. Swing that thing. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your kids. Fight for your money. Fight for your business. And I'm going to talk to you about how we do that today. So it's called the sword of the Spirit. Now, let's look over at Romans chapter 8, 1 through 2, because I need to help some people today. Tell your neighbor he's going to help you today. Look at this, Romans 8, verse 1 and 2, it says this: there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. Now, I need you to catch this next part right here. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let me say that last part again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, two things I want you to write down from this verse here: that there are two laws, and you are either operating in one or the other. There's two laws, and you're either operating in one or the other. What are the two laws? Well, Paul writes here, the first law is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And this is what we know as the Word of God. When you're under the Word of God, you are walking in the law of the Spirit. And God's Word, when you walk in it, will always produce life. But there's another law. And the other law is the law of sin and death. And when you're walking in sin, it produces death. I must say that again. When you're walking in sin, it produces death. Now, why is this so important to understand? Because some of you walk in sin, but because you're forgiven, you think you're not under the law of sin and death. My brother and sister, this is why the Word of God warns us to no longer walk in the ways of sin. Because sin produces death. Sin produces death. Come on, say it with me. Sin produces death. One more time. We're losing that understanding in this generation of Christians today. We're losing that understanding. Christians today think, I could sin a little bit and ask God to forgive me, and I'm straight. But they forget that the Word says this: if I operate in sin, I release death upon me. If I operate in sin, I release death into my marriage, death into my business, death into my spirit, death into my family. But I go to church every week. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And so here's what we have, and this is what breaks my heart. We have people coming to church, but you have not yet learned how to operate in the law of life in Christ Jesus. You're still operating under the law of sin and death. So even though you come to church, listen to this, even though you serve, even though you give, the law of sin and death is still taking you out. So here's what we've got to learn to do. We've got to learn how to live under the law of Jesus, the law of the Word of God. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ makes me free from that other law. You know what that means? When I walk in the Word, it cancels out death in my life. So this is why when you read the scriptures that say that you shouldn't commit adultery, you shouldn't fornicate, you shouldn't sleep with women that are not your wives. Can I get an amen on that? This is why you shouldn't do that. You want to know why? Because it produces death. But here's what we have in America today. We do it. Get up, God forgive me. Oh man, I am straight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, amazing grace. Hallelujah, I'm good. But yeah, you're forgiven. But you've still released death into your life. See, forgiveness is not a get out of jail free card. It's not. There are still wages to sin. And the wages of sin, the Word of God says, is death. But here's, we have a generation that thinks, if I sin and nobody finds out about it, I can just take it to the great car wash in the sky The blood of Jesus can wash me clean, and I could go back to church and have no guilt. The only problem is, my brothers and sisters, is you've just released death all up in your life. All up in your life. That's why we counsel couples. We do premarital counseling. And we tell couples, now listen, I know you got a ring on it. I know you're going to be married in 6 to 9 months. But she is not your wife yet. So don't sleep with her. Now, that goes against the culture. Because the culture says this, Pastor, I put a ring on it. We good. That's just paper. That's just a ceremony. Come on, Pastor. It's the year 2024, Pastor. Come on. God ain't going to be mad if we just have a little sex before the marriage day. Well, that's not what his word says. So now you have a choice to make. And here's what statistics will tell you. That those that have sex before marriage, listen to this. Those that have sex before marriage and then get married to each other have a 50% higher shot of getting divorced. That's what statistics will tell you. They can't explain why. But I can. You have released the spirit of death into your relationship. Having sex with somebody that you love before you marry them is like putting a gun to the relationship. It's what it is. The greatest thing you can do for somebody that you're about to marry is protect them from you. I love you so much. I'm going to wait till the marriage date because I want to be with you forever. And anything that's going to mess that up, I'm going to run from. Are there some engaged folks here? Why am I talking about this? Oh, Abdel's engaged. There you go, brother. This is free. Anybody else engaged in here? This is free game right now. Free game. But it doesn't only apply to those engaged. It applies to you. Because some of us, we're tipping and tapping and sneaking around, and we think as long as Pastor don't find out, as long as this person doesn't find out, as long as Pastor Willard don't find out, as long as I keep it on the tuck, but here's the problem. You've released the law of sin and death into your life. Now here's the problem too, right? It's not just sex, it's other things. As long as you're operating outside of God's word and doing things that the word of God tell us not to, we release death into our life. But the opposite's true. That if you will walk according to God's word, you will release life in Christ Jesus. This is why we've named this church Elevate Life. Because if you're doing it right, your life should begin to elevate week after week, month after month, year after year. Things should get better and better, gooder and gooder. If you're from South Sac, come on. It should be increasing. Now, that's not to say bad things won't happen. It just means even if bad things happen, I'm getting better. Come on, my L's aren't L's if I learn from them. Amen? If I get better because of them. And so what I'm trying to tell you here is that the word of God is your greatest weapon, because the word of God says here that when I walk in the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it makes me free from the law of sin and death. So when I'm truly walking in Christ, here's the big thing, right? It breaks the power and the draw that I used to have to go sin. Come on, somebody, how many know what I'm talking about? Like some of us, when we weren't saved, you couldn't keep us out the club. We was addicted to that life. We was addicted. We were at quinceañeras every weekend. Didn't even know the people. How many know what I'm talking about? You were the wedding crashers, man. You were at any wedding. If there was alcohol and partying going on, you were there. Addicted to that lifestyle. But did you know when I got saved? All of a sudden, I had power over it. Here's how it's supposed to work. I don't want to do the things I used to do. Why? Because I'm walking now in the power of life in Christ Jesus. And that sets me free from the law of sin and death. Now, some of you maybe haven't experienced that, and that's okay. You're about to if you listen to this word. Some of you, man, you're coming to church and you're doing it and you're trying. I get it. But the weekends, man, the weekends are still made for Michelob. Amen? Some of y'all remember that commercial. Now it's probably weekends are made for Modelo. I don't know. I don't know the commercials. Now this they got Michelob. Michelob still a thing? Okay, easy. He's telling me right now. Pull it back in. Okay. I know there's a lot of us here. You're still maybe smoking. You're still smoking weed, and you're trying. You're trying. I applaud you for that. This is why you need this word right now. I applaud you, man. You're still here. You're sticking it out, and you're like, Pastor, she's dragging me to church. That's fine because she loves you. But let me show you how this will work. The more words you get in you, the more the power of sin and death is broken. If I get more word, the desire in the pool for to be addicted to sin breaks. It leaves my life. I no longer want to be partying. I no longer like the smell of weed. Come on, somebody. I no longer like the smell of purple Kush, Acapulco gold. Don't get me started. I'll call out your weed of choice if you need me to. I'm just saying the Lord's speaking today. And it's not magic. It's simply lining yourself up with the right law. That's all it is. There's nobody in this church that doesn't have a past. We all do. And we all had our favorite sins. But the ones that are set free, it's because of what I'm teaching you right now. They have learned that when I walk in the law of Christ Jesus, it sets me free from sin. I no longer want to watch porn. I no longer want to do these things. Now, here's the thing. Pastor, but I still want to do those things. Calm down, first of all. Calm down, all right? Let me tell you why. Because you're not walking in the law of Christ Jesus. That's why. But I'm going to church. I'm praying. You didn't hear me. You're not walking according to the law of Christ Jesus, which is his word. Now let's go over to John chapter 6, verse 63. Is any of this helping anybody today? I'm trying to help you today. It is the Spirit. Look at John 6, 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Ooh, you need to highlight that in your Bible, on your phone. Because I'm going to break the scripture down to you. This is the problem with most Christians today. We don't want the spirit. We want the flesh. This is why many of us don't pray and don't read our words. This is why we don't pray and read the Bible. Because when I do that, the flesh profits nothing. Let me give you an example of what it's like to pray for some of you. You close your room or you get in your car, or whatever you are. At lunchtime, you open the Bible. You read a few scriptures, and then you go, man, I really didn't get nothing out of that. Why am I even doing this? And then tomorrow, you don't do it. You bow your head, close your eyes, you're a couple days in a row, and then you're like, I still feel depressed. I still feel like I didn't get nothing out of that. And you know how many people I talk to many times? They go, Pastor, man, I'm reading my Bible, but I'm not getting nothing out of it. That's only because you're checking the wrong mechanism for what you're getting out of it. Let me give you an example from my mechanics here. That's like checking the oil for how much gas you have. You're checking the wrong thing to measure if you're full or not. So we will read and pray and go, still feel depressed. It's not working. I don't feel any different. It's not working. No, my friend. You're checking the wrong thing. You're checking feelings and you're checking flesh for spirit. And the scripture tells us here, the spirit, it's the spirit that's giving life, but your flesh feels nothing. That's what it says. This morning, I'm filling you up, y'all. You're getting filled up. I'm pouring high octane in you today. Some of you will walk out of here. I don't feel nothing. I still feel the same. Because you're checking your flesh. but it's spirit. Here it is. The flesh profits nothing. This is why you don't listen to your flesh. This is why your flesh tells you this on a Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Man, I don't know if I want to go to church today. This pillow and this blanket feels really good right now. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, I have mornings like that myself. But you know what? I don't check with my flesh for spiritual things. I could fill you up today with high octane. You can walk out of here still in your flesh and missing everything. But here's the thing. You still got filled up, whether you felt it or not. God poured out into your spirit. In other words, you've been added to by the Spirit, whether you feel it or not. So here's what I want you to catch today. Quit checking with your feelings and quit checking with your flesh about why you should pray and read your Bible every day. Quit it. Stop. It's foolish. You're listening to your flesh. Your flesh is always going to say, nope. Your flesh is always going to say, I ain't getting nothing out of this. And we need to discipline and we need to understand. This is why some of you don't come to Kingsmen, because you don't get it yet. Because you're just like, oh, it's kind of boring watching that video. That's why some of you don't come to Propel. Oh, they doing that video again, and then these girls talking. I ain't really getting nothing out of that. Really? Because the scriptures tell me that the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The people that walk out and go, I really didn't get much out of that, you're checking the wrong tank, my friend. You got something out of it and you don't feel it right now, but you're going to be thanking God you went to that thing on Saturday. Because that's when you're going to need your strength. When your homies call you up, hey man, let's go out. Hey, where's your wife at? Oh, she's chilling? Hey, man, let's go out. Let's go bowling. How many know that one? Baby, we going bowling. What you're not saying is there's a bar at the bowling alley. But that's when that strength comes in. Because all of a sudden you're like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need that. You see, the temptation's not even pulling you. Why? Because your spiritual tank is full. That's how you're going to get out of some sin, guys. That's how you're going to get out of it. But remember, when you were getting filled up, some of you were halfway asleep. Some of you were checking the score of the baseball game. Some of you were, your flesh didn't seem like it was profiting much. Your spirit was getting poured out. Why? Because it says here, the words that I speak, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. Guys, what I'm trying to tell you is we got to get out of listening to our flesh and our feelings. There's a lot of craziness happening in the church in America today. I'm sure you guys see it on your timeline like I do. Church in America is really becoming like a circus. But don't blame the pastors. Don't blame the churches. Let me tell you why it's becoming like that. Because the people want to be entertained. We want to leave with a feeling in our flesh. We want our flesh to feel like, oh, that was so good. Oh, it was so funny. It was this. It was that. Listen, I'd rather go somewhere that's going to get the job done in the spirit than just leave with my flesh satisfied. And so pastors, we're under pressure to entertain the people. And the bigger the budget, the more entertainment. Saw a men's conference a few weeks ago. They had a monster truck show at the men's conference. And then after that, they had an MMA fight. Some of you are like, oh, that sounds dope. It sounds dope for entertainment. I'm all about an MMA fight. I ain't never been to a monster truck rally, but Pastor Will, you got to take me there. That's not a racial thing. I don't know why I asked you that. Praise me. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know if brown and black people go to monster truck rallies, but I'd like to go to one. Amen. Praise God. fight against any of that. It's fine. MMA, all that. But here's the big problem. That's not what church is for. When I want to be entertained, I go to a baseball game. I won't go to a Kings game because they let me down too much. They let me down too much. Hurting me. Praying for him, Papa Tom. But church should be about filling me up spiritually. Please don't make me have to entertain you every time you come through these doors. Please don't make me have to compete with the church down the street or the church that's got 2,000 people that's pulling out taco trucks every Sunday and, you know, we got to give people free coffee and free this and free that. And we got, please, let's not do that. Now, listen, I like fun stuff. We do fun stuff here all the time. But when it's time for the word, we need to be ready for the word. Amen. Now, here's what I'm getting at today as we're talking about the weapon of the spoken word. And that is the simple basics of something that's missing in America today. The understanding that the Bible is powerful. It's powerful. Now, there was a study done by the Center for Bible Engagement. Some of you might have saw this on Instagram or something. This study was done amongst 40,000 Christians, okay? 40,000 Christians. That's a lot. It's not a small little study. This is scientific, y'all, for some of y'all that believe in science. All right, this is going to help you right here, okay? And what they did is they polled the effects of reading your Bible in the average person's life. And what they found is if you read the Bible, like if the only time you open your Bible is at church on Sunday, like for some of us, let's just be honest, this is the only time the Bible's going in our spirit. Here's what they found. There was no change in the people. No change. So then they looked at the people that at least read the Bible one time when they weren't in church. And guess what they found? There was still no change. No change. It was cool. It was like, all right, cool, you're doing a little something. No change. So then they went to people that read it two more times after going to church. It would have been a total of third because they counted church as a time with the word. So on the third day, still nothing. No effect. People were not changing. It didn't do anything until the fourth day. All of a sudden, when they began to look at the people that read the Bible 4 days out of the week, guys, that's not even every day. Do the math. There's 7 days. Just 4 days, all of a sudden they saw a spike in their life. All of a sudden they saw all these changes. They began to see all these things. And I wrote down some of these changes. I don't know if they have them on the screen in the back. If you do, put them up. Yeah, here it is. Benefits of reading the Bible 4 times a week. You could even count your Sunday and then reading it 3 more times during the week. Look what it says here. Feelings of loneliness dropped 30% in the people. 30%. It cures loneliness. The second thing, anger issues dropped 32%. 32%. Guys, these statistics are even better than therapy. Yeah, I said it. And I'm for therapy. Go get you some help. Tell your neighbor, go to therapy. If they got mad, they really need to go. If they gave you a nasty look, maybe pay for their first session. Amen. Look at the third thing. Bitterness in relationships drops 40%. How many of y'all married to a bitter person? Nobody raised their hand. You're smart. I was testing y'all. I was testing y'all. Wanted to see if I need to pray over some people today. But seriously, bitterness in relationships. If you're a bitter person, it'll drop 40% if you read your Bible 4 times a week. Alcoholism drops 57% just from Bible reading. Just from Bible reading. It doesn't even say when they read their Bible, they got great revelation. No. They might have read it like a newspaper. They might have forgot even what they wrote about. But the simple act of disciplining themselves to get in the word, alcoholism dropped 57%. Look at this one. Sex outside of marriage drops 68%. I'm just going to let that marinate like some carne asada on you right there. Because some of you singles think it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. You just need to get you a Bible. Look at the next one. Feeling spiritually stagnant drops 60%. Viewing pornography drops 61%. Sharing your faith jumps 200%. You know why? Because you can't keep it to yourself. So when we're not sharing our faith, you don't need a class. You just need to read your Bible. Look at the next one. Discipling others jumps 230%. You know what that means? When you read your word, you help others. You lift others. And the last one, oh, this is a big one for this generation right now. This generation is the most depressed generation that's ever walked the earth. Teenagers, you guys have an uphill battle, but there's help. Self-confidence increases by 50% when you read your Bible at least 4 times a week. Now, you know what's crazy about this? This is a scientific study. This scientific, I'm not just speaking by faith. This is a study that was done. Put it in your Google. You can read about it on your own. Again, it's the study done by the Center for Bible Engagement. Guys, this is illustrating what I'm talking to you about. The Word of God's powerful. But not if you just keep it on your wall. Not if you just break it out to show people what you know. You got to spend time in His Word. And quit listening to your flesh. Quit listening to your feelings. Well, Pastor, I read the Bible. I'm not getting anything out of it. You know what I say to that? Keep reading it. Keep reading it. Yeah, but I get all confused. And keep reading it. That's your flesh crying. That's your flesh saying, stop this. I don't like it. There might be a few demons there too, but you know, you get the picture. Stop listening to that. And start listening to just, you know what? I'm just going to get in the Word because the Word's good for me. The Word is good for me. Amen? I want to leave you with these last thoughts here. So as we're talking about the Spirit, right? Think of the Word as a spirit law. Remember, there's two laws. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that brings life. The law of sin and death. I know there's grace. I know He forgives, but this is not a forgiveness issue. This is about what you're allowing in your life. As some of you are opening the door daily to death, destruction. And we say things like, well, I ain't perfect. God forgives me. Nah, man. Listen, run from sin. Sin is not your friend. The Bible makes it clear, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. You know what that means? The price for your sin is death. It's not free. Pornography, there's a price for it, death. Sex outside of marriage comes with a price tag, death. What does it bring death to? Things you love. That's what it brings death to. A big reason why we can't read our Bibles, you know why? Because our appetite for spiritual things is experiencing death. It's real hard to read your Bible every day when you have this little secret sin that you do. It's real hard to stay coming to church when you got this little secret thing you do, because it will kill your desire for God. That's what happens. It's hard being a pastor. You want to know one of the hardest things? It's hard to see people choose their sin over Jesus. I see people walk away from God because they love their sin too much. They don't want to stop smoking trees. They don't want to stop going out. They don't want to stop dating. They don't want to stop these things. So eventually, guess what happens? Remember, Jesus said this, you can't serve two masters. You will either love the one and hate the other. But because they love sin, hear this now, they begin to hate Jesus. They begin to hate church. They begin to hate His Word. They begin to hate authority. It's a trap. But think of the law of the Word of God as a spirit law. Now, what does that word law mean? Law regulates, and a law basically regulates your life. It's like the laws of the land, right? If you go out here, speed limit, I think on Florin Road is 45. If you go out here and you obey that law, guess what you get? you get to drive on safe roads. No tickets. Police will drive by you. No big, no problem. But if you violate that law, guess what you get? Consequences. You can get a ticket. You can get in an accident. You can kill somebody. All by violating the law. Well, think about it like this. God's word works in that same type of way. As long as we're operating in it, we get the benefits of it. But when we're not operating in it, we get the consequences of sin and death. But pastor, I prayed and God forgave me. Oh, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. But you've released death into your life. And this is why we see many Christians, man, they're no different than the world. It's time that we begin to be different. Now, here's what I want to leave you with. So how do I operate in this law? How do I use the word of God as my weapon? It's really easy. You see, when the word is acted upon, it produces life. When it's ignored through rebellion or ignorance, it produces death. Let me say that again because you need to write that down. When the word is acted upon, it produces life. When the word is ignored through ignorance or rebellion, it produces death. This is why that study is so important. Because the simple act of opening your Bible or reading it on your phone every day releases life, even though your flesh feels like it's doing nothing. But when you don't open it as a Christian, and you just come to church and hear the word here, and you're not even opening your word, see, what you're doing is you're ignoring the word of God. Maybe because you're ignorant. Or maybe because you're rebellious. I don't want to read the Bible. Forget that. I want to watch TV. I want to watch YouTube clips. And when we do that, guess what's released? The law of sin and death. Guys, your word is a weapon. When the word is acted upon, it produces life. So here's what you guys got to know. Coming to this church, every Sunday you got homework. Every Sunday, you got homework. Whatever is preached upon, now go and do. When you do it, life rushes into your life, rushes into your relationships, rushes into your business, rushes in. Every time you read the word and then go do it, life comes in. This is why I always take a little extra time during the offering. See, some of y'all think I'm trying to manipulate. Oh, here we go again. Why we all got to hear about money? Because you got some broke people here. I'm glad you're not, but let's help them out. And if that means you got to hear me talk about a little money, hey, suck it up, buttercup. Because the person three rows in front of you needs to hear this. I'm glad you're blessed. I'm glad you're good. But somebody here's finances are wrecked. And if I can get them to act on the law of Christ Jesus, life can flow into their finances. Their business can grow. But you're mad. Here he goes again talking about money. And you're mad because you got it. It's always the people that got the money that are mad about hearing about it. Well, man, toughen up. Suck it up. I'm trying to teach some of these young people here. Because here's the law of sin and death. I mean, here's the law of life in Christ Jesus. When I read his word and I act upon it, it releases life and it cancels the law of sin and death. Are you tracking with me? So any word you read about when you leave here, because you got homework, your homework is this: at least hit that word four times a week. And maybe your wife won't leave you. Maybe, George, come on, because there's other problems, George, come on. All right. Only time will tell, George. All right, I don't get too proud up here, George. At least four times. At least. Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we try that? And if you mess up, here's the beauty of it. There's three more days. So when Thursday comes, you're like, dang, I messed up. Friday's coming. Saturday's coming. Sunday's coming. Here's another good one. Double up one day. You mean I could get two times in the Word in one day, Pastor? Yeah. Yeah. You want to get real crazy? Morning, noon, and night. You're going to start having superpowers then. Come on, stand on your feet. The Word is your weapon. The Word's your weapon. I ain't even gotten to the part of swinging it. We're going to get that next week. But some of you, you haven't taken it out of the sheaf in a long time. Take it off the shelf. Quit trying to impress people with what you know. Use it to build your life. Next week, we're going to talk about how to swing it. Don't miss this.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Sergio here, and we just want to thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Make sure you check us out next week as we continue this series.